Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldar, and today we're in Masechus Brachos Daf Mem Ches. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, there's a machlokes regarding how many of the men in a 10-man Zimun are required to eat bread. Rav Yirmiyah says a simple majority of six. Rav Ze'era regretted that he didn't inquire about this and was concerned that possibly a more noticeable majority of seven was required. And the Gemara brings the halacha that one who ate vegetables or wine can join in a Zimun of 10, assuming there were seven who ate bread, but they cannot lead the Zimun unless they ate a kazayas of food produced from grain. So once again, there's machlokes regarding how many men in the 10-man Zimun are required to eat bread. Rav Yirmiyah says a simple majority of six. Rav Ze'era says possibly a more noticeable majority of seven. Number two, the Gemara details how the text of Birchas HaMazon was formulated. Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Brach of Hazan at the time that the man fell. Yeshua composed the Brach of Eretz Yisrael when they entered the land. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech composed the Brach of Bnei Yerushalayim. David HaMelech, who conquered Yerushalayim, composed a segment of Rechemna Hashem Elkecho, O Yisrael Melech, O Yishmer Lecho, have mercy, please, Hashem, our God, on Israel, your people, and on Yerushalayim, your city. Shlomo HaMelech, who built the base of Mikdash, composed a segment of Ahabayis HaGadol VaHaKadosh, and on the great and holy house. The sages of Yavne composed Hatov Meitiv on the day the slain Jews of Beitar were finally allowed to be buried, and to the miracle that their bodies did not decay. The word Hatov, who is good, refers to the miracle that the bodies didn't decay. V'hametiv, meaning the one who bestows good, refers to the goodness that they're allowed to be buried. So far the 2 points are, how many men in a 10-man Zimun are required to eat bread? Rabbi Yirmiyah says a simple majority of six. Rabbi Ze'era says more likely a noticeable majority of seven. We have the Gemara detailing how the text of Birchas HaMazon was formulated. And number three, a braisa is cited that lists the Torah sources for the various brachas in Birchas HaMazon. Birchas Hazan comes from V'chalta, V'savata, V'ivrachta, and you should eat, be satisfied, and bless. Birchas HaZimun comes from Es Hashem Elkecha, Hashem your God, where we're blessing Hashem, not for anything specifically that we ate, but just we're blessing Hashem. Birchas HaAretz is from Al HaAretz, on the land. Bnei Yerushalayim comes the word Hatova, on the good land, because Yerushalayim is called the Haratov, the good mountain. The Hatov Meitim comes from Asher Natsan Lach, which I have given you. So once again, the 3 points are, Machlokes regarding how many of the men in the 10-man Zimun required to eat bread. Rav Yirmiyah says simple majority of six. Rav Ze'era says majority of seven. And the Gemara tells us that the halacha is that one who ate vegetables or wine can join in a Zimun of 10, assuming there were seven who ate bread, but cannot lead the Zimun unless they ate a kazayas of food produced from grain. The Gemara then details how the text of the Birchas HaMazon was formulated. Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Brach of Hazan at the time the man fell. Yeshua composed the Brach of Eretz Yisrael when they entered the land. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech composed the Brach of Bnei Yerushalayim. The sages of Yavne composed the Tevel Meitiv. Hatov refers to the miracle that the bodies of Beitar did not decay. That entire time they were not allowed to be buried. V'hametiv, and who bestows good, refers to the goodness that they were allowed to be eventually buried. And number three, we have the braisa that cites the different sources for the various brachas and birchas of Muslim. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Memches is going to be a brain, moach, brain, but we're going to use brainiacs, highly intelligent people. Here we go. The seven brainiacs would only let three non-bread eaters join their zimun if they could successfully match the right author to each bracha of birchas of Muslim, as well as identify each bracha's source. Once again, in slow motion. The seven brainiacs, that reminds us we're on Daf Memches, moach. The seven brainiacs would only let three non-bread eaters join their Zimun. That reminds us, Malkos, regarding how many men in a 10-man Zimun are required to eat bread. Rav Yirmiyah says a simple majority of six, allowing four non-bread eaters. Rav Ze'era says you need a more noticeable majority of seven, which only allow for three non-bread eaters. They would only let three non-bread eaters join their Zimun if they could successfully match the right author to each bracha of Birchas HaMazon. That's where we learn who wrote which bracha in the context of what situation. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the man fell, wrote Hazan and so on. As well as identify each bracha's source, which we get from the pasuk V'achalta V'savata V'irachta, we pull out from there the different parts to give us the source for each of the brachas of Birchas HaMazon and also to Zimun. So once again, the seven brainiacs would only let three non-bread eaters join their Zimun if they could successfully match the right author to each bracha of Birchas HaMazon, as well as identify each bracha's source. All right, so now it's time for four blah bachazara, daf mem dalad. So the simon for mem dalad is mud. So here we go. The Jew in Chutz Laaretz had just concluded his bracha on Me'ein Shalosh with the words of Al HaPeros, because he learned. The Gemara discusses the text of the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, and it says that when one says the bracha in Eretz Yisrael on fruits, the bracha concludes with Al Peroseha. In the Galus, in the diaspora, the bracha concludes with Al HaPeros. So once again, the Jew in Chutz Laaretz had just concluded his bracha of Me'ein Shalosh with the words of Al HaPeros when he began to reminisce fondly about trekking through the mud. The mud reminds Rodaf Mem Dalad. He trekked into the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar, because we were taught that the fruits of Genesar were so sweet it required salt to be eaten with it. But because it was so exceptional, when bread was eaten with the fruits of Genesar, the bread was considered tuffel to the fruits, which were considered ikker, and that's the salt that the Mishnah is talking about, the salty food the Mishnah is talking about. So to eat the mud in Eretz, trekking through the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar and making a brei nefashos on its water. We have a malchus regarding when is a brei nefashos made. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdim, he said in the name of Rav, it's made on eggs, on meat, but not on vegetables. Rav Yitzchak says, even on vegetables, but not on water. Rav Papa said, even on drinking water. So once again, the Jew in Chutzlars had just concluded his brach of main shalosh with the words of all peros when he began to reminisce fondly about trekking to the mud in Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits of Genesar and making a brei nefashos on its holy water. Daf Mem Hei. So Daf Mem Hei, the simon is monopoly, ma, like monopoly. Here we go. Two of the three fathers were tired of waiting for their children's Monopoly game to end. Monopoly, that means run Daf Mem Hei. So they forced the third one to join their Zimun, which reminds us that when three people eat bread together and two of them finish while the other one's still eating, the third is expected to interrupt his meal to join in the Zimun. But when only one of them finishes first, the other two are not obligated to interrupt their meal to make a Zimun on his behalf and declare Hashem's greatness, which reminds us that the Gemara was seeking the source for the Mishnah's ruling that three people eat bread together are obligated to make a Zimun. Rabasi said it was from Gadol Hashem Iti. In Rama Shmuel Yachdav, Yavo says it's on the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Godel El Keinu, and resolved that next time that only two of them would eat together so as not to be obligated in a Zimun. Which reminds us of the Malchok is when two people eat together, are they allowed to make a Zimun? Rav holds that two people are permitted to make a Zimun. Rav Yochanan holds they are not. The verse of Gadol implies that two additional people are called to form the quorum, but two people alone lack the requisite number of deos, minds, to form a Zimun. Daf Mem Vav. So the simon for Mem Vav is cows that go moo. So here we go. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher, cow-themed, that reminds us we're on Daf Mem Vav. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher guided the one leading the Zimun to go up until the end of a Zam, which reminds us of the Malchokas regarding how far the bracha of the Zimun extends. Right, Rav Nachman says it extends to and includes the leader's response of Nevarech. Rav Sheshes says it includes the first bracha of Hazan. According to Rashi, Rav Sheshes holds that the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon is Ha'art. Tosas and the other Rishonim interpret Rav Sheshes differently. A reminder to bless Farmer Brown to have lots of prize-winning cattle. After all, he did get big pieces of bread out at the beginning of the meal, which reminds us that Rav Yochanan said in the Rav Shumbar Yechai that the Baal Bais is the one to break the bread and a guest leads the Birchas Hamazon. The reason the Baal Bais is the one to break the bread is because he'll be generous and cut larger pieces, which a guest would not be comfortable doing. And the reason a guest leads the Zimun is to enable him to bless the host by saying the Yiratzon paragraph toward the end of benching. And instructions for his farmers to skip a Tova Hametiv and get back to the fields. Which reminds us that the Gemara brought different proofs that the bracha of a Tova Hametiv and Birchas Hamazon is not deraisa. Rav Yosef says it's from the lach that laborers may delete it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel in the name of Rav derives from the fact that it is next to the bracha Bonei Shalayim, yet it still begins with the word Baruch, where deraisa wouldn't require Baruch since it would be considered a brachas Muchel Chaverta. Rav Nachman derives from the halacha that it's not recited in the house of a mourner. Daf Mem Zayin. So the simon for Mem Zayin is a maze. So here we go. The only way for the contestants to escape the maze, which reminds us we're on Daf Mem Zayin, the only way for the contestants to escape the maze while being chased by a group of non-tzitzis wearing Amei Ha'aretz, because that reminds us of the Brisa that lists a number of opinions regarding who is considered an Amei Ha'aretz. Rabbi Elazar says anyone who doesn't recite Shema in the morning and the evening. Rabbi Yeshua says anyone who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben Azai says anyone who doesn't wear tzitzis. Rabbi Nassim says anyone who doesn't have a mezuzah on his door's entrance. Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef says anyone who has sons and doesn't raise them to learn Torah. And Acheru says anyone who doesn't engage in group discussions to discern the underlying reasons and application of the Chumash and Mishnah, according to Rashi. So while being chased by a group of Nazis wearing Amarts was for everybody to finish pronouncing a properly enunciated Amen. I'm going to emphasize enunciated as per the input of one of our Zikru members, just to clarify that. It's the enunciation of the Amen. And it reminds us that there are many incorrect ways one would respond Amen, and Ben Azai warns of the consequences. An Amen Chatufa is a snatched Amen. The Alf is pronounced with the Shiva instead of a Kamatz Gadol, instead of Amen Imen. One who does this will have his days snatched away. Then there's an Amen Ketufa. An Amen Ketufa is an abbreviated one. That's where the nun at the end is not enunciated clearly, so that sounds more like Ame. One who does this will have his days abbreviated. Then we have an Amen Yosoma. That's an orphaned Amen. That's one who says Amen without hearing the brachi. He just hears people responding Amen. And Orashi clarifies that in Alexandria, where they had this problem because people couldn't hear the bracha, they just heard people responding Amen. They could respond Amen because at least they knew what the bracha was referring to. Doing this, Ben Isaiah warns, will cause one's children to be orphaned. We're also told, one should not throw the blessing from his mouth. You shouldn't say it hastily. And Ben Isaiah concludes that whoever is lengthy with his amen, meaning he pronounces it properly, will merit length of days and years. So again, back to our symbol. What's for everybody to finish pronouncing a properly enunciated amen and then break bread? And that reminds us, after reciting a motzi, the one who made the bracha is not permitted to break the bread until the listeners finish saying amen. Because the Gemara had early taught that the bracha must be finished before the bread is broken. Here it teaches that replying amen is considered part of the bracha procedure. It's according to Rashi. All right, so now we conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one. Where do we learn the various proofs that Hatova Meitiv is a derabanan? One of the cases being, or one of the proofs being, that workers can delete it. They don't have to say it. Go back to work. That's on Daf. Memvav. Good. Number two. Where do we have the two different sources for Zimun? That's on Daf. Memhei. Great. Number three, where do we learn of the various authors of the brachas of Birchas of Mazon? That's on Daf. Memches. Good. Number four, where do we have the list of opinions of what defines Anama Arts? That's on Daf. Memzayin. Great. Number five, where do we learn that in Chutz Arts one says Ahaperos, not Ahaperoseha, in the bracha Me'in Shalosh? That's on Daf. Mem Dalet. Good. Number six. Where are the Machlokes regarding what the minimum number of bread eaters needs to be in a Zimun? That's on Daf. Mem Ches. Excellent. Number seven. Where do we learn that the Baal Bais is the one who breaks the bread, but a guest is the one who leads the Birchas of Mazon, so he can say the Yehi Ratzon? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good. Number eight. Where do we learn that one doesn't break the bread? He's not Botzeya until everybody finishes saying Amen, because the Amen is part of the bracha procedure. That's on Daf. Mem Zayin. Good. Number nine. Where do the Machlokes regarding when a meal is considered over and won't have to recite Birchas of Mazon, not eat anymore? That's on Daf. Mem Beis. Good. And number 10. Where do the Machlokes regarding if two people are allowed to make a Zimun? That's on Daf. Mem Hei. Excellent. Great. That concludes our pop quiz. Just a reminder to the Aldafers, if you want to get access to the deluxe suite of Zichur materials, such as the PDFs, the weekly review sheets, the illustrations of the Simanim music videos, and the daily coaching videos, and so much more, you can sign up at zichru.com or through WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.